a challenge has come our way in recent days, and it's an interesting one to say the very least, and it's all to do with how learner drivers are treated on our roads. Does having an L plate, a learner plate on your car, does it mean you're treated differently by other drivers? Well, according to one local driving instructor, it does. And he's asked a number of media organisations, including ourselves, to put it to the test by placing L plates in our cars for a week or so. Brendan Tierney is on the line of Brendan Tierney School of Motoring in Sligo. Good morning to you, Brendan.
Good morning, and
thanks for joining us. And it is a very interesting challenge you put to us, and we will take it on board. So you're of no doubt, with your long experience, that... Is it a form of discrimination, do you think, against learner drivers?
Well, I don't know what the word you might put on it, but it's just making the lives of some learner drivers very difficult. And in fairness, it definitely isn't the majority of drivers. But I suppose I've been in the game over 10 years now, and I actually spoke to you about this years ago as well. So yeah. This is my doing this challenge now is going to let the people themselves get an experience of it. You would just find people tailgating. And this is not just with L plates, sometimes in driver schools as well, but there are signs on there. And I know a lot of driving schools have taken their roof signs off because they're like, it's like a target. Yeah. If you look around the town, you'll see driving schools, they might have their sticker on their car door, but they don't have the roof sign anymore. Then I've taken it off sometimes as well. One of the biggest things as well is when people are behind a learner, they're going, oh God, I better get past and out of the way of this person as quick as I can. And they'll do these ridiculously dangerous overtaking manoeuvres. They'll be revving up behind someone. And yeah, a learner might conk at a junction and then people start laying on the horn. And no matter how much people think that'll work, that is probably the most counterproductive thing you could do. Yeah. You know, people are nervous. People forget also that they were a learner once upon a time.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I know I do find it. And if you've ask learners as well, they'll tell you. And even the parents, this is the funny thing. Because lots of people, you know, they have the L plates on the car, but it's not always the learner that's driving. But the parents and that will tell me, they're like, oh God, yeah, they're completely treated differently once you put the L plates up, like it's mad. So that's why I set this challenge, is to get high profile people like yourselves maybe to experience this. Maybe it won't be as bad as you think for you,
I can tell you I'm used to driving cars with L plates on them, and I have noticed an element of what you're saying, no question about it. But we'll get three or four of us here at Ocean to do that. So yeah. aggressive behaviour, is it, towards learner drivers? Impatience and expectation, absolutely. Maybe that they're going to make a mistake or hold people up or...
If there's that much of a hurry, like they maybe need to sit down and have a look at themselves to go, God, can I not afford someone 5 seconds? Like, and sometimes it's the driver's just doing the speed limit, you know, say along the Pierce Road there up near the retail park, you know, the speed limit there is 50 and then it changes to 60. But it's like people go, oh, anywhere I can get a chance here, I'm going to overtake this learner. Even though the learners do nothing wrong, I've seen this regular, they're actually going the legal speed limit, they're progressing well, they're not holding up traffic. But still, it's like people going, oh, I just need to get around this L plate driver as quick as I can, because what if they get slower at junctions up ahead or whatever, you know what I mean? And as I said, it's definitely not the majority of drivers, but for the few that it does, someone could be in the middle of a test as well, yeah. You know? And you could just totally throw them, like. And I just think, look, I can understand if a learner or someone, anyone, I've seen people that not L plate drivers conking a few times at a junction, they're not concentrating, they just get froze up. Can happen to anyone. And usually a driving instructor, by the way, if the pupil does start conking once or twice, we have the pedals if it's in our own car, and we can usually kind of help them just to get moving again so that they're not getting too nervous and yeah, that you're not holding up traffic, you know. So like as I said, we try to do the best we can, but as I said, it would just be interesting to see what you experience.
All right. Well, we as I say, we'll take it on board. We have a few likely candidates already. I think who'll be very vocal in what the experience over the next week. And of course, it's not always just a learner driver, as we'll hopefully find out ourselves. In many cases, it's the parent or a member of the family who's driving the car with the L plate on it.
Yeah, very, very often, very often. So, like, that's what people need to remember. They get angry. Oh, bloody L driver! It's like you don't know who's driving that car. You know, it's like when people give out about cyclists. It's like cyclists are drivers too. You know what I mean? It's like they drive cars as well, and that's another area, but that's a whole other story. But giving a bit more patience to cyclists, like no one has the right over the road more than anyone else. You know, everyone is equally entitled to be on the road. So I think maybe it's just a general kind of everyone needs to take a breath and just reassess how they're driving and how they're treating others on the road. You know.
Okay, just to go back on the roof sign, you were saying driving instructors have taken the roof sign off because it's a focal point for aggressive behaviour from other drivers. Is that it? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, to describe it best, I suppose, once people see that sign, it's not like they go after them. I'm just saying if there's a learner school in front of them, you'll find that people will be like, oh God, this person's going to be really slow, they're going to delay my day, which might not be the case. We have plenty of learner drivers who are more than competent and they're not slow, but there are people at the beginning of their course who are maybe that bit slower at times. But if you watch now, the next time you drive around the town, you'll see a number of driving schools. They have like just their business sticker on the door, for example. And all we need to do is just have L plates up. We don't have to have the roof sign on. It's not a legal requirement. It's more so an advertising thing, you know. So that's what is happening. You'll see loads of driving instructors around town now don't put the roof sign on anymore. Yeah. And they've said it. We're in a WhatsApp group and they've said, yeah, it's just you get treated more aggressively, you know. So, like, that says it all.
Margaret is online too. Margaret, you were listening to Brendan and what he had to say and the difficulties that he encounters on behalf of his learner drivers. What did you want to say this morning?
I want to say he is entirely correct. The other day, there was a guy sitting at the corner of the Clarion Road coming out where they tech. And he just sitting there, and I didn't know what he was going to do, so I just gave him a little beep because I couldn't pass out, because I'm driving since 1974 in Dublin with PMPA insurance in Capel Street, High Street and AXA here. I've been Spaghetti Junction in Birmingham. I've driven Wicklow, Arklow, you name it, I've been there. I've taught my children to drive. Anyway, when I give him a little beep, he decided to put on his hazard lights. So I had bought myself a set of L plates weeks ago. So I just took, he had an N plate on the back of his car. So I took up the thing just before as I was moving and I put it out the window for him to see.
Yeah.
And he had an L plate on, and I give way even to the biggest lorries on a narrow road. I put on my hazard lights, the learning driving lorries. They all know me for putting on my hazard lights and pulling in to give them the wider part of the road.
Yeah. And you've always adopted that approach, courtesy to learner drivers.
Always. Yeah. I taught my youngest girl to drive, and actually she just conked out there on the roundabout coming from St. John's, and the taxi driver beat her out of it. And of course, she got nervous. So I said, calm down, calm down. So we went round and I said, you go round now to Key Street. And she did. Parked the car legally. I got out of the car and went over and spoke to him. I said, I could have got the guards for you. I'm driving for years. And I said, you made my daughter nervous. And I said rudely back to him, by the look of you, you're nearly off the road and this girl is just beginning to come on the road.
And what was his response to that, Mark?
Nothing. Never even answered me. He had the head down when he see me parking to the car, which he knew I was coming over to her, to him.
Yeah.
And it is appalling. And I mean, the new drivers can be very bad on the road too.
Yeah, but you've seen it for yourself. There is disrespect shown towards those with learner plates on their cars.
Definitely.
You know that.
And I respect them entirely.
Right.
And I do, because, and it is very difficult, more than when I started to drive in 1947. I was in a little Fiat 500 and I travelled all over. And there weren't as many cars, of course. And it's just terrible. And they're pulling out in front of you, and especially going out the Van Dorden Road, they're pulling in, and I always go slow because I know they're going to do it.
Okay, so I think you're pretty sure of what we will find in our investigations in the next week. We will find different
behaviour.
Well,
I would love you to try it. Now, I wouldn't like to put L plates up on the back of my car, but I have them in the door here, and any time anybody does anything wrong, I stick them out the window. Hold it just to let them see the L plate, meaning that's what you should have on your car.